With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United Nations Health Agency says two patients with the hantavirus and one suspected of being infected have now been evacuated from that cruise ship at the center of that outbreak. Two of the patients have been hospitalized in Amsterdam. The World Health Organization says eight cases have been recorded. Three people have died. The debate over alleged voter suppression continues, but new data raising concerns and questions about a long-standing liberal claim.
Recent Census Bureau figures show minority voter turnout has increased over time. Black voter participation reached more than 51% in the 2018 midterms and about 45% in 2022, both higher than comparable elections in the early 2000s. Hispanic and Asian turnout has also risen, with both groups hitting record participation levels in the 2020 election. Conservatives say the data proves charges of GOP voter suppression are a myth. John Scott reporting.
Apple agreeing to a king-size settlement.
Apple has agreed to a $250 million settlement in a class action lawsuit over false advertising of Siri's AI capabilities. The lawsuit claims Apple misled consumers by promoting features that didn't exist when the iPhone 16 launched in 2024. If approved, the deal means owners could receive at least $25 and up to $95 for each eligible device. The settlement covers about 37 million devices bought in the U.S. between June 2024 and March 2025. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Members of Congress coming away from a House committee interview with vastly different assessments of Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick's answers about his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Republican who heads the committee says that Lutnick was, quote, very forthcoming. This is SRN News. An actor is suing a New York hotel. Correspondent Michael Harrington explains why.
Wesley Hahn is a man who is living as a woman. He was staying at the Soho Grand recently, and when he entered the women's restroom, some people complained. Hahn says he was ejected by a security guard and told to use the men's room. New York is an exceedingly liberal city in an exceedingly liberal state, so it's unclear if the hotel can successfully defend itself in local court. Hotel officials have released a statement saying they are committed to diversity. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pastor of the largest United Methodist Church in the U.S. launching a campaign for the Democratic nomination for a U.S. Senate seat in Kansas. Pastor Adam Hamilton enters the race as a potentially formidable candidate, though it appears likely that at least a few of the eight other lesser-known Democrats will remain in the primary. This is SRN News. In the United Kingdom, voters may decide to kick the Prime Minister out of office as the Labour Party is expected to suffer some key losses all across England. The latest on the story from correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
British voters will cast ballots Thursday in elections that could hasten the end of Prime Minister Keir Starmer's troubled term and confirm that an increasingly fractured UK has entered an era of messy multi-party politics. Starmer's centre-left Labour Party is expected to take a battering in elections for local authorities across England, with the Prime Minister's popularity in the doldrums from a weak economy and repeated questions about his judgment. Rival parties are framing Thursday's votes as a referendum on Starmer. The next national election does not have to be held until 2029, but a wipeout on Thursday could tip a restive Labour Party into revolt. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com.